Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. One of my favorite guests is with us today, Gareth Evans, the Executive Director of the Bellamy Mansion Museum, officially the Bellamy Mansion Museum of History and Design Arts. They have a wonderful dinner coming up Saturday night at 6:30, featuring food created by Chef Matthew Gould of Canapé. It's called an antiquity dinner. So, Gareth, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Yes, and tell us about an antiquity dinner. What does that mean?
Well, what we were trying to do, it's something new. I've not tried this before, but it came to mind when I got to talking to Chef Gould there. What it is we're trying to do things as it would have been done in the 1860s when the house was built. So you're kind of eating like Victorians, as it were. And we're doing it in the house where no one's had a meal like this in forever. And we're doing it with recipes that come from the Bellamy archive and Victorian period stuff. You know, food is locally sourced and it's things that they would have had then, prepared in the way they would have had then. And we're trying to keep this a small scale thing for a different feel to an event. So this is just for 20 people. And
as if you were actually at a dinner party with the Bellamys,
and we'll do it
in their home.
Yeah, and we'll do it in the formal double parlor. And we'll have two tent-top tables. It'll be very elegant. It's black tie, optionally. Don't have to, but that's kind of a fun thing. So we're going to, you know, do it up as they would have done back then and see how it goes with a really great creative chef. So we're looking forward to it.
Now, the Bellamy Mansion Museum, do you actually have any china or crystal or silver from the family that is there, or do you have an equivalent?
We have some pieces. A lot of it is period stuff as well because the house was empty for the best part of 60 years. And so we have some stuff which is of that period, and we may well use a piece or two from it. A lot of this is about the food and the setting. If you've been in there, the double parlor is just spectacular, and it's the entertaining
area. Now, is that
area.
On the right when you walk in,
when
if you,
you
come
walk
up the front steps?
Yeah, with the piano in it and with the big mirrors and the huge gold-looking mirrors and everything else, and the marble fireplaces and all that. So it's kind of a... It'll be different. It'll be elegant, and it'll be, again, something that people haven't seen before, and the food should be really rather fabulous.
Now, folks, don't have to do black tie, but it might be fun. I mean, if you're in the Bellamy Mansion Museum having this elegant dinner, why not dress up, you know?
Yeah, a couple of people have told me, I mean, I'll be wearing my suit, but a couple of people have told me they'll be, you know, in black tie and things like that.
That's great.
It'll be a mix-up, but it'll be quite... It'll be just nice to see it in that setting because you don't get that anywhere else.
Yeah. It's called the Antiquity Dinner, an elegant and original fine dining evening at the Bellamy Mansion Museum this Saturday night at 6:30. A meal based on Victorian recipes from the Bellamy Mansion archives, a meal created by Chef Matthew Gould of Canapé. Tell us a little bit about this chef.
Well, Matthew, he is somebody who's done a lot of pop-up restaurants, and now he has Canapé on North 4th. He is very much into history and also into doing local and organic food. The idea came to mind when I ran into him. He was talking to a mutual friend, and we got to talking, and it came around pretty quickly because I've always fancied doing this sort of thing. And he's the guy who can do it. He can create things. He gets everything locally sourced, all the produce, all the meats, everything. And so it just became fairly obvious because that's what they would have done then. There was no industrial farming.
I was wondering, I mean, did the family have gardens? Did they have their own poultry that they killed? Did they have...
Yep, they had a kitchen garden and they had chickens on site. They had a cow, fresh milk on site. They also would have got produce in from their plantations and things like that. So it's sort of the way it would have been done. A rich family like this, they would have also had the finer things, I think, as well, because the port at that time was at the foot of Market Street, so five blocks away. So pineapples and coconuts, and the dessert is Bellamy coconut cake for
Oh, my gosh.
Would have been something that they would have got in that house. And Victorians ate a slightly more varied diet than people think, quite a varied diet.
We'll go there in just a second.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Gareth Evans, the executive director for the Bellamy Mansion Museum. They have a wonderful event called an antiquity dinner on Saturday night at 6:30. The seating is limited to just 20 guests, $100 for each reservation, black tie optional. And it's a wonderful menu by Chef Matthew Gould of Canapé, a meal based on Victorian recipes, something you might have actually had for dinner at the Bellamy Mansion in the day. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Victorian dining experience and how many courses there were for a wealthy family and how this will be similar to that.
Right. Well, there are five courses on this. Each one has a different wine paired with it. There's also a cocktail hour that we're going to do at 6:30 before we get started. Canapé has a bartender over there who loves historic recipe cocktails. So he's going to be mixing those up. And these are everything's, of course, included in the price for this. And he's going to mix up some special things just for this event in a ways that you've not heard of before. And so, as we're saying, Victorians ate a wide variety. Anything that came out of the woods, anything that came out of the river or the sea, they'd probably try and eat it. And we're reflective somewhat of that in terms of the quail dish and the day fish, the white fish dish that we're doing.
Why is it called a day fish? It's like the catch of the day?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. And it's a white flaky fish that he's going to use. I think it's called a white fish. That's what he told me anyway, in a white wine sauce. And so he's going to do all these various things in the way that they would have done it. And it should be very, you know, high-end and fresh and lovely. But the whole experience that I'm hoping for, because this, again, it's the first time we've tried it, is that you come in to an elegant setting, have a cocktail or two, and I'll tell you what those are in a sec, and then you have the food and you have the sort of easygoing experience that they might have had as they sat in that formal parlor. And five courses should take a nice leisurely trip through the various things, and the chef is right there with you to tell you where
it sounds like all we lack is a hostess to be sure that the right people are seated next to the right people.
Oh, yes.
So the conversation flows appropriately, yes.
Well, I'll be there. I can't guarantee I'll do that, though. But, yeah. And we'll have a few people around that volunteers, and some of them are coming in dressed up as Mr. and Mrs. Bellamy.
Oh, fun.
There's an ice sculpture that somebody's doing for us as well out there of the house. Things like that, nice little touches, which I'm really looking forward to seeing, too.
Do talk about those cocktails, because they sound very exotic and interesting.
All right, I have to read this bit out.
But, there you go.
It's the Bellamy Smash, which is gin, spices, champagne, and Saint-Germain, which is...
I have no idea what that even is.
Nope, me neither, but we'll find out. It sounds good. And the other one is a Mansion Spritz of bourbon, cherry hearing, which is a liqueur, I think, Angostura bitters, and soda. Ever heard of anything like that?
No, none of that is familiar, but
no,
that's okay.
But it sounds good. I mean, you know, bourbon,
like
cherry
fun.
And other things.
It's, goodness.
So we'll find out. That's kind of part of the fun of this.
And there's quail and there's fish,
yeah,
white
there's
fish.
Yeah, there's quail stuff with mushrooms is one of the main courses. And all five courses are served, you know, and you get a summer salad with fennel, mustard greens, heirloom tomato if you're British, soup afterwards, and then the white fish in white wine sauce, the Bellamy coconut cake to finish.
Any vegetables?
Yeah, there are some.
A few.
Roast asparagus, roast potatoes, and things like that come with all the various courses. And everything's served with wines as well. It's all paired with wines.
Which would have been typical in Victorian times.
In Victorian times, not necessarily of that house. Dr. Bellamy was a teetotaler, but we're going to overlook that for this evening.
Yeah, I hope that the ghost of Dr. Bellamy doesn't come around the Bellamy Mansion Museum.
Yeah, I think we've had enough parties there by now that he's probably over it. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. That's one reason why I don't know what any of those drinks are. I come from a teetotal family, and although I've had my adventures over the years, I don't drink anymore. And it's like, what is that? What are we talking about?
I mean,
it does sound delicious. It sounds great.
It sounds like dessert, actually.
I know.
A dessert with a splash of bourbon, which is going to be,
hey,
I'll go with that.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
The event, again, is called the Antiquity Dinner, an elegant and original fine dining evening. It is Saturday night at 6:30 at the Bellamy Mansion, featuring food created by Chef Matthew Gould of Canapé. It is a $100 per person event. Black tie optional. You do have to make a reservation because the seating is limited to 20 guests. So is the best thing for people to do is to call the mansion?
I'd say right now, yeah, you can check it out on the website. That's bellamymansion.org. Probably we're filling up and, you know, there's a lot of people on the hook for doing it. But there's still some spaces available. 251-3700 is the number.
All right.
And you'll catch somebody there, business hours, and we can make that reservation right then. That's probably the easiest way to
do it. Yes, good. 910-251-3700. You can get more information by looking at bellamymansion.org.
Mm-hmm.
Gareth Evans, thank you. It sounds like you're going to have a great night Saturday
night. I'm looking forward
to
it. Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Any last thought? Any other thing you want to share? Are we good to go?
I think we're good, but I really hope people will come out, and particularly people who like good gourmet food and local and, you know,
we
organic and all
that. We do have plenty of
that.
Folks in town that appreciate those
Absolutely.
Things.
I think it should be a really interesting, historic and foodie kind of evening. So
good.
That'll be great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
This is WHQR.